WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station school board members took action Tuesday night involving two campuses that will open next August. Receiving the most attention was the board unanimously approving new elementary boundaries to accommodate the new Spring Creek campus. The board also agreed with a staff recommendation to change the name of expanding alternative high school from Timber Academy to College View.
It's kind of appropriate. The new building will face George Bush Drive. It has a great view of Texas A&M. It's going to have new course offerings, a lot of great facilities in the new building.
Vice President Paul Dorsett says the new building, where the College Station Conference Center once stood, will allow enrollment to grow from 45 to 150 students. For the third time in as many weeks, two Bryan City councilmen attempted to block the sale of land going towards a hotel and conference center in the Bio Corridor. The agenda for Tuesday's specially called council meeting included changing one word in the land deed from the city to the developers of the Atlas Town Center. Rafael Pena was blocked twice about asking more questions about the general questions about the land sale that the council approved last week.
And I can still ask my questions because we do have to approve it again.
No, so we only have to approve the authorization.
We're approving something.
We're right, authorizing the type of deed that the BCD president may execute.
The council, acting as the city's Board of Commerce and Development, changed the one word on a 3-2 vote. Al Sines joined Pena in voting no, while it was approved by Ann Horton, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla. The Bryan School District's website has added more information about the $132 million bond proposal going to voters in November. Communications Director Brandon Webb says the first page opens with a 30,000-foot view.
If you want to dig into some of the more detailed and even some of the prettier components of the presentation, the bond facts brochure is there, and what it does is it takes a lot of very dry information that's important, but it's tough to get a vote for a voter maybe to get their arms around, and it puts it in a visually appealing way.
A link can be found on our website at WTAW.com. A reminder, voter registration continues through October 4th. Blinn College is enjoying its highest enrollment in the school's 131-year history. District-wide, the number is more than 19,000. Most of the growth is at the Bryan campus, which is up by 816 students over last year. That more than makes up for losses at Blinn campuses in Brenham, Sealy, and Schulenburg. Last week's death of a Madisonville police dog has led to its handler being placed on administrative duty. Chief Chuck May says the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine would determine the cause of death. Baron, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois, was found dead in the officer's patrol SUV several hours after the officer returned home from working his shift. And Bryan police are looking for those responsible for taking $19,000 of tires and rims off four different vehicles near the Austin's Estates neighborhood.
So we're asking that if anyone has any information to contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the thefts took place Sunday night between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. in the area of Venice and Positano Loop. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
You know, we've talked before about Classic Collision and restoration doing work that a lot of shops can't even do, and part of it has to do with what they've got going for them. For instance, a 10,000 square foot workspace. They have a grabber frame machine. They've got heated paint booths with baking capabilities. They've got this giant rotisserie that actually can turn the body so that if they need to do baking soda blasting, they can do that. In other words, equipment that can, in fact, return your vehicle to maybe better than it was before it got there. And also that has to do with the kind of work that they do when it comes to restorations. But understand the Classic Collision restoration, not your typical body shop, in that they can do a lot of things that other folks can't. That's why people bring their cars from all over to have Doug and his crew work on them. They're located on Highway 21 West near Sioux Falls Prater. You can follow them on Facebook. You can go to the website, which is classiccollisionandrestoration.com, or you can call them at 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration.
Aggie fans, Slavacek Sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek Sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds today, they'll hang around all day long. Showers and thunderstorms will try to develop as the day goes on, and some could produce heavy rainfall, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms will diminish tonight. Overnight lows close to 75. Back to clouds tomorrow with the chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, maybe a leftover shower, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the Aggie football press conference yesterday. We'll have more from the team getting ready for SMU. Anheuser-Busch and several other companies have told the NFL to straighten up and fly right. Major League Baseball's getting into the playoffs. And as I was digging to put together a story for our other station, I found this kind of interesting. You ready?
Okay.
National rankings in fall sports so far. Football 6, volleyball 21, soccer is 6. Cross country women are ranked number 3 in the country. A&M men are ranked number 4. I haven't been able to find golf yet, but that's almost a clean sweep in national rankings for all of the Aggie sports. They're all in the top 20.
Maybe they can win that Stanford award finally.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, because we don't have underwater basket weaving.
Oh, that's right. You have to have 23 sports to be able to do that.
Women's field hockey and just the oddball sports.
In case you missed last hour, you soon will be able to hear the or see the adventures of Captain Citrus. Captain Citrus. That's right. The Florida citrus industry is doing so poorly, they're spending $1 million to have a Marvel comic book character who will fight crime using the power of the sun and orange juice.
So if things go badly, does he brine?
Very nice. Anyway, maybe your child will come home from school with a Marvel comic book of Captain Citrus. Just want to let you know. I want you to be there ahead of the curve so that you know about that. Okay,
I bet
so
you can peel out really well.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. Wonder if he uses a lot of zest when he goes out after the criminals. All right. So Facebook, which they can they just not leave it alone? Do they have to keep messing with it?
Yes.
You have to constantly improve.
All right. Or constantly change.
I'm yeah, well, sure. That's ideally, you think you're improving.
If it's accepted, then it becomes an improvement.
Sure.
We talked yesterday about in New Zealand, they're going to start making some of the ephemeral messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, the new app is called Moments. And the idea is that Moments will be a social network to share things with the people you actually care about.
as opposed to those ancillary friends?
Oh, man. One source says Moments lets people create safe spaces, sharing contents with small groups of people like family, best friends, high school buddies, or coworkers. All right. Can you see this already? This will not work. This will end badly. Let's say we'll take a giant leap. All three of us are members of Facebook, okay? We'll start there,
sure.
All right? Okay. So let's say that Patrick and I are talking and we have our phones and we're looking at Facebook or whatever. I don't know that people do this. Anyway, and let's say that Kevin decides he wants to send something to one of his people in space, which would be Patrick but not me. Okay, when I find out that I'm not part of that Moments crowd, am I going to be happy about that?
You won't know.
Well, how do you know you won't? What happens if unless that message is tagged in a special way, you might say to me, because you know that I'm friended with Kevin, hey, did you see where Kevin sent a picture of his new tennis shoes? And I go, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, it's like being turned down by the girl. If she says she's going to study, then you think, oh, that's sad. And you go to a party to drown your sorrows. Oh, there she is.
Okay. A lot of times?
No.
Or just once?
Never.
Or
yeah, I read about it on the internet.
Did you hear about the guy who's got the cat that quacks like a duck?
Oh, no.
No, I missed that one.
All right, he coughs. The cat quacks like a duck. You ready? Here we go. First thing that you'll hear is him kind of do a cough thing, okay? And then after that, you'll hear this noise that sounds like a duck, but it's a cat. All right, here we go. Is that weird?
That sounds like a chicken.
Okay, here we go. That's a cat.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
It is. Not every cat just says meow. That's true. That's so stereotypical.
That would be boring.
Yeah. We find these things for you so that you don't have to. 718, Saginaw, Michigan Funeral Home offering an unusual new convenience for mourners. A drive-through viewing window. Paradise Funeral Chapel. Where Grandpa being buried? We're taking him over to Paradise.
I saw a picture of this.
Okay. They've installed a window that displays a body inside the building. Curtains over the window automatically open when a car pulls up. The mourners get 3 minutes to view the body as music plays overhead. It's up to each family to decide if they want to use the window. This is the same funeral home that offers horse-drawn carriage to bring the dead to the nearby cemeteries. At least three other U.S. American funeral homes offer drive-through services. If you stay longer than 3 minutes, does the person behind you honk? I mean, what do they do? Or do the drapes close? Maybe they do that. Is that convenient or is that just kind of unusual?
Oh, it might be a little bit of both.
Well, because, you know, part of a viewing, I think, is that what you are saying to the family or the loved ones is that this person who has passed is important enough to me that I'm going to take some time out of my existence to come over and pay my respects.
Yeah.
Kind of driving through, you know? Really? You only stayed for a minute and 15 seconds.
May as well just prop one of the hands up so you can high-five them on the way through.
Exactly. You couldn't stay for the full 3 minutes.
Well, they've got the little slide-out drawer so you can sign the book.
Oh.
I was here.
That's right. So there.
We don't need to make this an entire cat segment, but have you heard the cat barking like a dog? And then it gets caught and starts meowing.
What do you mean it gets caught?
Well, okay, so you can't see this, but the person's walking up with a video camera seeing, okay, this is a cat. And now it sees the camera.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, almost. Here comes
the camera. Oh, it kind of morphed. It morphs into a meow.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
It was barking at a dog.
I never knew that they were that close.
Anyway.
720, okay, this is going to make you feel better. A school in England. We're getting lots of food stories about kids from England now. You know, remember the head story about 14 kids who were sent home or something because they weren't eating the right thing? Red Hill School in Sturbridge has implemented a biometric system that scans every kid's fingerprint before they receive a school lunch. Then, exactly what they're given and how much of it they eat will be inputted into a database.
Oh, that's creepy.
Officials say part of the reason for the new system is that they're trying to reduce long lunch lines. It's for their safety. But, a spokesperson adds, we will also be able to monitor what children are buying to make sure they are eating healthy. Because you wouldn't want to send an email note home, would you, that Reginald is not eating his Spam as he should or whatever. But, you know, that does bring up the question as to government standards and as to what kiddos should be eating. They seem to change a lot depending on Michelle Obama. The different things that might be happening out there as far as what they should, you know, as far as calorie intake.
That's just nuts.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, can the guidelines be the same? I mean, look, somebody who is athletic or active in athletics, they're going to need a different caloric intake, aren't they, than
without
the kiddo who doesn't?
Without question.
Well, that's why you can't standardize that stuff. You can't talk about whether or not these people are eating too little or too much.
Rest assured, you can standardize anything you want.
Watch them try.
Okay. Yeah, they can do that. Right. Well, speaking of eating what you want, let's talk about what's really important. That is, McDonald's is crowdsourcing its next hit burger with the expansion of its Build Your Own Burger Trails. Currently underway in 4 locations, Southern California. Build Your Own Burger. I'm saying trails, I mean trials.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Sorry. My bad.
Trying to figure out what sort of adventure this would be.
Hey, there we go. Do you want to build your own burger at McDonald's? I mean,
are we talking like build your own burger like you do at Fuddruckers?
Well, I think so, because they're saying, it says here there are 22 options, including guacamole. Now, see, in this, guacamole is fine. Grilled onions is fine, as long as they're warm. Chili lime tortilla strips, spicy mayo, and bacon. Now, see, you can't be doing that.
Well, I'll make them pour on bacon.
That's exactly what I mean, because, I mean, okay, you got the spicy mayo, which, of course, is Kevin's favorite. But, I mean, when you turn the corner on the fresh food bar and it goes,
bacon!
Yeah, wait a minute now, you know.
Well, now, you're not building it yourself.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
You're not constructing it.
I don't know. That's what...
Build your own burger.
And you tap little... What I'm seeing is you tap a little touchscreen and someone still assembles it for you.
Oh, that's not right. No, so that's
basically
not like Fuddruckers.
They're trying to compete with Whataburger. Because Whataburger, you can do either build your own.
Okay.
I think that's actually part of their advertising. You can have it any way you want.
Hey, guys, I just was calling in about the schools tracking what the kids are eating. I think we're missing the point here, and that is that they're conditioning these kids to getting used to being tracked all the time.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't know that that's terribly tinfoil hatty.
Not anymore. No. Well, that's the only thing is, you know, soon they won't have to do the inconvenience of the thumbprint. They'll just go ahead and scan the RFID that they've got implanted in their forearm at birth, right?
Yes. This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened, and we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
725, hello.
Hello.
Yes, what school lunches?
Okay, I'm a teacher. Drives me nuts that children are not allowed to share food with each other because of federal guidelines.
No, wait, do we have cops there? I mean, do you have to play food cop?
No, teachers are required to make sure that they don't do this. If they don't share food with each other, I since you don't know who I am, I look the other way. It doesn't bother me, but...
Well, why do we have a federal guideline that you can't share food with your neighbor?
Because they are afraid that kids on free lunch will somehow benefit by sharing their free food with somebody that didn't pay for it. Better to throw away the government's food than to share it with somebody. And the second thing is, it's amazing how on test days, they come out at breakfast with the good stuff, like sausage and eggs and bacon and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And on the rest of the days, it's sweet rolls and processed food.
Really?
Yes. amazing how they find that on test days.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, anecdotal, but nonetheless. You can't share food?
I don't know. I'll ask my kiddo about that.
Yeah, do that. I really would.
I bet you part of that is the whole peanut.
Yeah, I'm sure allergies factor into their line.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Wouldn't you feel bad if you killed Timmy by giving him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, I would. Yeah. All right. Who wouldn't? Would you not?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But, you know, well, all right. 720. Yeah, but the first caller talking about the tracking, that scares me. Hello?
Now, my wife is a school teacher, and they do not allow these kids to share anything.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, I thought the whole liberal philosophy was share everything.
No, obviously that's not the case. I always knew which kids to sit next to in the cafeteria.
You can only share what is given to you by.
Oh, whoa. Now we understand.
See, if you're bringing your own food. Yeah.
Out of the common store.
Here we go. 727, a Rice Valley weather forecast. Look for a 60% chance of showers. Oh, man, 60% today. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, as well. 30% tonight. This could be heavy rain, too, today and tomorrow and tonight. So watch out for that, and we'll talk about the rain a little bit later on today. And we'll have a chance of showers all the way through the end of the weekend. Right now, winds out of the east at 3, 96% relative humidity. We got 75 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, look at this, folks. The Obama stacked National Labor Relations Board's gone after the Obama lapdog network, CNN. On Monday, the NLRB ordered CNN to rehire or compensate 300 people in a dispute that started 11 years ago when CNN's ratings were better than they are today. Back then, CNN got rid of Team Video Services. That was a union subcontractor that provided audio and video techs. The replacements were non-union workers at bureaus in New York and Washington and D.C. So the fringe left labor board found overwhelming evidence of anti-union animus at the fringe left CNN. The NLRB said the network failed to bargain with the union when terminating the subcontracts. They also found that CNN played fast and loose with a hiring plan that limited the number of discharged Team Video employees. Back in 2008, the case went before an administrative law judge. After a long trial, CNN was found to have engaged in widespread, egregious misconduct. They displayed a flagrant and general disregard for the employees' fundamental rights. CNN appealed that ruling, and they're thinking about appealing the current one. After all, this finding by Obama's fringe left labor board could end up costing the fringe left CNN tens of millions of dollars. And Jeff Zucker, the current CEO, signaled another round of layoffs was coming. Poor CNN, anti-worker, anti-union CNN. They had no ratings, no money. Now they've got no luck. It's not a beautiful thing.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Stay tuned for an amazing surprise sale from Pro Flowers. Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At Pro Flowers, we think predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our colorful bouquet of 18 assorted roses for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. These 18 assorted roses are stunning and sent fresh from the fields. Imagine the look on their face when not a dozen, but 18 beautiful roses arrive from you, out of the blue. Be unpredictable. Be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. 18 colorful assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1414. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1414.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Where the College Station Conference Center once stood, construction continues on the expanded campus of College Station's Alternative High School. At last night's school board meeting, Superintendent Clark Ely announced changing the campus name from Timber Academy to College View.
I think for those folks who will go through College View High School and who will graduate from there, as they look across at Texas A&M University, and whether they go to school at Texas A&M or blend college, or they join the military, or they enter the workforce, they're standing on the doorstep on George Bush Drive and ready to move off into the future.
College View will open next August, as will Spring Creek Elementary. The board also approved new elementary boundaries as recommended by Citizens Committee. Voters in the Bryan School District have another way to get more information about the upcoming $132 million bond issue. Communications Director Brandon Webb says the district's website is now has comprehensive information. That includes what's expected to be a growing section of frequently asked questions.
Those are based on real-world questions we've already gotten about the bond. And that site will continue to grow as well as we get more questions. You know, you can't possibly think of everything that people might want to know in advance, and so as questions continue to come in, we'll continue to grow that.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the bond information. For those who have not registered to vote, the deadline is Monday, October 4th. While statewide enrollment in community colleges is down, growth continues at Blinn College. Fall enrollment in Bryan is up by 816 students, more than 6% from last year, to more than 13,000. District-wide, Blinn has the most students in the district and the school's 131-year history, more than 19,000. And the increase from Bryan online and at high school locations has more than overcome losses at Blinn's home campus in Brenham, along with Schulenburg and Sealy. Blinn also generated 3% more student contact hours with their instructors. That's how Blinn receives state funding and how student success is measured. Over the last 8 years, Blinn enrollment has increased more than 37%. $1.5 million in economic incentives has been finalized for the operator of a vaccine manufacturing plant now under construction in the BioCorridor. In the Bryan City Council, the Bryan City Council unanimously approved its share, $411,000, over a 7-year period during a special meeting on Tuesday. Kalon Biotherapeutics will dedicate the facility Thursday morning during a program featuring international guests. Later in the meeting, another BioCorridor project received a split vote. Rafael Pena and Al Sines voted against a one-word correction in a deed related to selling land for the Atlas Town Center, hotel, and conference facility. Pena was stopped twice from asking questions not related to the deed, the first time by Ann Horton.
And when we convey this land to be to Bryan Traditions LP, they have the power to sell at whatever... price they see fit. Is that safe to say?
Excuse me, Mr. Pena. We have already voted to do that, I believe. All we're doing right now is correcting a word.
Horton, Chuck Condorla, and Art Hughes voted to correct the language of the deed involving the more than $500 million project. Every so often, local law enforcement takes multiple reports of stolen tires and rims from vehicles parked in residential neighborhoods. The latest round was near Rudder High School and the Austin's Estates area Sunday night and early Monday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the combined loss from four vehicles is $19,000.
Be vigilant if you see someone driving around late at night and they have a lot of tires in the back of their car. You know, don't feel scared to call us and just give us the license plate. And, you know, it's just something for us to follow up on. It could be something legitimate.
The Bryan Police non-emergency number is 209-5300. In College Station, recent thefts includes at least 8 laptops and a projector taken Monday when burglars forced their way into an office on Copperfield. A Madisonville police officer has been put on administrative duty after his police dog was found dead in his patrol SUV after his shift ended. Chief Chuck May says his department and Texas Rangers are investigating the accidental death of the dog. Maces Baron, a 5-year-old Belgian Malinois, was found dead in the police vehicle at the officer's home. The police chief says the officer began work Thursday night, got off around midday Friday, and went home. The dog was discovered dead several hours later. May says experts from the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine would determine the cause of death. The ideological dispute over what gets taught in Texas classrooms is flaring again. Conservative critics of proposed books complained at a Tuesday hearing in Austin that the books marginalize Ronald Reagan and other top Republicans and heap praise on Hillary Clinton. Others say the books offered a scrubbed view of history, glossing over George Wallace's attempt to block school integration in Alabama and calling the minimum wage, quote, one of the New Deal's most controversial legacies. Finally, customer service agents at American Airlines have voted overwhelmingly to join a union. The vote reverses a narrow defeat for organized labor less than 2 years ago. The results affect about 14,000 American and U.S. Airways employees at airports and reservation centers, plus home-based reservations agents. American's regional carrier, American Eagle, serves Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum invites you to our next Free Issues Forum, Texas A&M in the Oil Industry, on Thursday, September 25th at 7 p.m. at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. A panel of experts will discuss how Aggies, engineers, scientists, business leaders, and pioneers have made their mark on oil fields all over the world, both on and offshore, and helped make the oil industry what it is today. A free reception will follow the event. For more information or to make a reservation, call 979-691-4014 or go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds today, they'll hang around all day long. Showers and thunderstorms will try to develop as the day goes on, and some could produce heavy rainfall, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms will diminish tonight. Overnight lows close to 75. Back to clouds tomorrow with the chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, maybe a leftover shower, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, this week we faced a team with basically the same kind of operation. You know, this is the second team in a row that we'll play that had a bye week before us.
And all the coaches really love that, too, as a matter of fact. We'll have more on the A&M football press conference. Also, baseball's going into the playoffs, and the NFL is getting hollered at by Budweiser and more about what's going on. All that coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. It's 7:39. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Well, I know that there are a whole bunch of folks who are anxious to get out of town and got campaigning that they need to be doing. So tell us what's on the agenda for this week in the House.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that. The Senate is really antsy, and they're saying they're leaving Thursday, and they're saying, excuse me, telling the House to hurry up and send the continued resolution, the resolution to deal with the Islamic State. But here are the things that are on the agenda in the House. Today and tomorrow, we're going to vote on a resolution to try to give the president some of the authorities he asked for to deal with the Islamic State. We'll also vote on a continuing resolution to fund the government from October the 1st through sometime in mid-December. Then there is an interesting little provision to fix the way the administration is dealing with airline fees, to reduce airline fees that are being charged to passengers. And then we're going to have a big jobs bill and a big energy bill that all hit the floor between now and Friday.
Well, let's talk for a minute about one of the things, obviously, that the House is going to take up is funding to help out at least some factions in Syria. This is, you know, as we learn more and more about this, are you comfortable? Are you going to vote for this? And what makes you comfortable knowing that the materiel will end up in the right hands as far as you're concerned in Syria?
Well, I'm going to vote for it, but I will tell you I'm voting for it with some reservations. First of all, I think voting no is not a good option because we have a clear and present danger to the United States from the Islamic State. And so I believe that we need to be taking actions to deal with this threat. I don't think what the president has proposed is enough, but the House has drafted language to give the president some authority pursuant to what he's asked for. And then what I would like to do is have an in-depth discussion among for the Congress to determine what else do we need to do so that we can have more confidence that we can defeat the Islamic State. Not degrade and destroy, but I mean just actually destroy them. Unfortunately, I think that is going to not happen until sometime after the elections on November the 4th. But if I could, what I would do is I would have the House stay in session another week to try to figure out what the next steps are that we should aggressively use to defeat these folks.
Well, Bill Flohr is joining us from D.C. Well, help me through this because, you know, we were discussing earlier this morning. Obviously, this area has been in turmoil for thousands of years.
Correct.
They didn't draw the state lines that they have now, these country lines. And so who are we to go in and decide where we need to place our influence? I understand that they do create a threat and they are the home for that threat. But what in the world can we necessarily do putting people over there, men and materiel, that will make us any safer than if we don't do that?
Well, if we don't do it, there are several countries, particularly countries like Jordan and Turkey, that will become destabilized. Look, it's already a destabilized region because of the president's foreign policy. If we just let this destabilization of the Islamic State continue, we're going to have some friendly countries that are under a threat, and then we'll also have Israel under threat. That's just something we cannot allow to happen. The Islamic State has already publicly proclaimed that they intend to put their flag of their caliphate over the capital of the United States. They represent, and they beheaded Americans, they beheaded citizens of our Western friends. And so we just can't ignore this and walk away because to the extent we don't contain it and defeat it here, it'll be on our shores in no time.
I see us as being perceived as ugly Americans. I mean, you're right. Those people were beheaded, but they weren't in service to the country. They went over there voluntarily. They were there as journalists or as aid givers, and it's unfortunate, obviously, that happened. But can we be the ones who have to answer for this?
Well, let me say that we shouldn't. No person should ever be treated like that to start with. I think we all know that. And I agree. We are not the world's policemen. I think it's in our interest to try to create the broadest coalition that we can. I would, you know, if you look at the way Bush 41 dealt with the problems of an out-of-control state, well, there he got a huge coalition, and he used overwhelming force to stop it. Now, maybe he didn't go far enough once we won that conflict, and, you know, I think several of us would say that. But I think we need to work aggressively, put the coalition together, and I think we need to defeat these folks. And we need the coalition ought to include other Middle Eastern states that are going to be a threat if we don't deal with this danger to the United States.
Sure. Bill Flohr is joining us this morning. Okay, let's shift gears for a minute. I know that Bobby Jindal made a presentation yesterday at the Heritage Foundation about a plan that you helped formulate, and it's called America Next. Tell me a little bit about this energy-type plan.
Well, Bobby Jindal and I were visiting at the LSU A&M football game last year. Of course, the score didn't turn out the way we wanted, but the governor and I had a great discussion about what America's future looks like in terms of the potential, in terms of what would be different if we had abundant energy versus having the strategies that were designed under a scarcity-type viewpoint. And so we started working collaboratively then to come up with a plan, a 21st century plan for America's energy. And we rolled that out yesterday over at the Heritage Foundation. And basically it's six principles to deal with virtually every aspect of energy, including what to do with emissions and climate and so forth. We had six principles and 42 recommendations. And I think for me, if I'm reelected in November, what I plan to do in the 114th Congress is put this into a legislative format and get it on the floor of the House so that we can start talking about it with the American people.
And I guess part of it would have to do with regulations. I mean, you want to make it a little bit more streamlined, if at all possible. It would seem like we are in a stronger position than ever to become energy independent from outside sources. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct. We're the world's number one oil producer, the world's number one natural gas producer, and we're just beginning to get started. And we shouldn't become dependent on either of those two resources solely. We need to look at all resources, nuclear, renewables. We need to figure out how to deal with carbon emissions and climate change and things like that. And what we propose is a plan to do that.
Well, and finally, I wanted to talk to you about this. We really don't have time today, but we'll have time if you'll visit with us during the break, because there's a group called the Republican Study Committee, and you and another Aggie, Louis Gohmert, are in a four-member race to try to become the head of that. And it looks like it's a race within the party, but this sounds like something I'd like to discuss with you next week if we could do that.
I'd be happy to. There are 179 members of the Republican Study Committee today. There will be 159 that are eligible to vote and the first week that we get back in November. And I'm running to win this race.
Okay, well, we'll plan to talk about that as we get into the break. You can hear Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview on our website. It'll be archived there at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right, as always.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I've tried just about every workout there is through the course of my athletic endeavors. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I was a scholarship athlete in both football and track, so I know a little something about getting sweaty. And I really have tried it all. Classes, solo, personal trainers, long-distance cycling, and nothing has gotten me charged up like Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness. This is the furthest thing from mindless droning on a treadmill, but what it is a great way to get into shape because it not only engages your body, but also your brain. It's not martial arts or boxing, it's kind of both, without the getting hit in the face part. You see, I kind of have a special circumstance. 3 years ago, I was in great shape but had a serious bicycling accident and broke my femur at the hip, which laid me up for almost a year. I've been slow to come back, so I need very specific instructions on rehabilitating the bum leg. Matt is my trainer. He's also a professional MMA fighter, so he's able to not only teach but structure the workout so it doesn't cause even more problems with the leg. And most importantly, it really and truly is fun, not boring, and I'm seeing results. It's been 3 weeks, and my clothes already fit better. To find out more, go to bvmma.com, or you can find them in the mall. I really do see this changing my body and my life for the better.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every couple wants a loving marriage that will endure for a lifetime. So it's worth asking this: why do so few relationships seem to actually experience that kind of genuine intimacy? Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I think part of the answer lies in what we expect. The primary reason we're attracted to people is because of the way they make us feel. But temporary emotions can't be the foundation to sustain a relationship or to create deep, fulfilling intimacy. Why? Well, because as soon as those feelings disappear, so does the person's commitment to the relationship. It's why people abandon friendships, and it's why people give up on marriages. True love is something quite different. Love is patient and understanding. And yes, love can be hard. It sacrifices for someone else and chooses to stay with them in spite of their faults. Instead of running away, love faces challenges head on so it can break through to something richer and more meaningful. As one person put it, love is seeing the darkness in another person, yet resisting the impulse to jump ship. Very few things in life are as enriching as true intimacy in marriage. But the path to authentic, fulfilling intimacy in a relationship isn't always strewn with rose petals. Sometimes there are a few thorns along the way. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. Fighting Texas Aggie Football Media Day was yesterday after coming off the heels of a so-so but convincing victory over Rice. Albeit the team and the coaches weren't satisfied with the win, it was still fairly overwhelming. And as fate would have it, Rice and SMU would have a lot more in common than just being in the old Southwest Conference.
You know, this week we faced a team with basically the same kind of operation. You know, this is the second team in a row that we'll play that had a bye week before us. So anytime you have a situation with a team that has a bye week, obviously they have an opportunity to put in some things that you haven't seen, do some different type of things. And that's kind of what happened early in that game, and we're able to adjust, I thought.
This is the last non-conference game, less Louisiana Monroe much later in the season, before the kickoff of the SEC schedule. And there are still a few things the coaching staff needs to put to bed.
We played a lot of guys. We've been able to play a lot of guys the last 3 weeks. And then here shortly, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to settle on, you know, who that rotation is up front out of the four. And who our linebackers are.
It's the Aggies and Ponies at 2:30 Saturday on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Minnesota Vikings have placed star running back and Palestine, Texas native Adrian Peterson on the exempt/commissioner's permission list. The move requires him to stay away from the team while he addresses child abuse charges. Peterson is charged with a felony for using a wooden switch to spank his 4-year-old son. All this following a statement from the Minnesota governor that said he would not tolerate this in his state. The problem with that statement, the alleged abuse, took place in Texas. Companies are starting to hit the NFL in the pocketbook. Anheuser-Busch says it spoke with the NFL about former Ravens Ray Rice domestic abuse situation and the child abuse charges facing Adrian Peterson. McDonald's, Visa, and the Campbell's Soup Company say they have also voiced similar concerns to the league. In response, the league has issued a statement saying, quote, "We understand. We are taking action, and there will be much more to come," end quote. And as we reported yesterday, the NFL Players Association has appealed Ray Rice's indefinite suspension. The former Raven running back was initially handed a 2-game suspension in July after he was charged with an assault following a February 15th altercation. With all of the situations right now going on in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked if he still supported Roger Goodell.
The idea that in any way anybody tolerates or think that's just part of a culture or something like that is not with him and not with anybody in the NFL. So, yes, I support him.
In Major League Baseball action from last night, Scott Kazmir allowed a 2-run shot from Jake Smolinski as the Oakland Athletics lost 6-3 to the Rangers. That makes 4 wins in a row for the Texas Rangers. And Smolinski said success breeds success.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're winning and then you get on a little roll, you know, it just kind of snowballs. And hopefully we can just keep it going for the rest of the year.
Texas will try to extend that win streak tonight in Oakland at 9:10. In Houston.
Swung on, hammered to deep left field, headed toward the seats, and it is a home run. Jan Gomes with a laser to left, and the Indians have a 4-1 lead.
The Stros could never recover after the Gomes homer. Corey Kluber struck out a career-high 14 in 7 innings, and the Cleveland Indians halted their 4-game skid with a 4-2 win over Houston. Cleveland stays in Houston tonight for a 7-10 start. Houston rookie George Springer won't play again this season. He's been out since July the 20th with a quadricep injury. Interim manager Tom Lawless says that team officials and Springer sat down and decided that getting a couple extra at-bats this season wasn't worth the risk of having a setback.
Ground ball, first base. Pierce got it. He will run over. He will take the out himself. And I'll be darned. The Orioles have done it. They have done it.
And so have the Washington Nationals. They're both the first teams to clinch Major League Division titles this season. The Orioles hammered Toronto 8-2 to win the first American League East crown in 17 years. The Washington Nationals are the National League East champs for the second time in 3 years after they shut out the Braves in Atlanta. Washington pitcher Steve Strasburg summed up the playoff chase pretty well for them.
You know, it's just sticking to the basics, you know, just doing what we're supposed to do, making the right plays, and just going out there and letting our talent, you know, take over the game.
And finally, we'll have to wrap it up with the Legal Eagles again. A grand jury will decide whether NASCAR driver Tony Stewart will be charged in the August death of a fellow driver at a sprint car race in upstate New York. Stewart's car struck and killed Kevin Ward Jr. at a dirt track race in Canandaigua on August the 9th. Stewart issued a statement saying he looks forward to the process being completed and will continue to cooperate. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Football season is even sweeter this year with the Chocolate Gallery.
All season long, the Chocolate Gallery is baking football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for your tailgates and game-watching parties.
Hosting out-of-town visitors? Bring them to the Chocolate Gallery to discover the premium chocolates, pastries, Italian gelatos, and sorbets made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
Visit the Chocolate Gallery, a new tradition in Aggieland, at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
It's about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You have nothing else to do today. Apple is apparently going to release their iOS 8 at noon. Usually releases upgrades and other system upgrades at the same time. So the upgrade could be used on the iPhone 4S models and later in the iPad 2. So if you care about that. Also today, big business news, the Alibaba initial public offering, they call that the IPO. Various Wall Street sources say the 310 million shares of the Chinese e-commerce company will go for around $60 to $66, making that a $21 billion IPO. That'll be the richest IPO ever. Mm. Just letting you know.
That's crazy.
Crazy money, it is. We'll have a Rosie O'Donnell story if we can fit it in. All right, that's enough of that. Be very careful. There's a lot of fog out there. I've been getting calls from all over the Brazos Valley that there's fog. So be careful. Make sure you got your headlights on. Just because you can see you doesn't mean other people can. And we've got a 60% chance of some heavy rain today and tomorrow, 40% tonight. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.